Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, 9/2/2021. And, you know, it's just, I just go back to it. I said, Lord, give me a scripture tonight. And I opened up the Bible, and there it is. There it was again. It's what I read partially to you the other night. Ezekiel 38, chapter 38, the portion where it says, verse 10, after, in chapter 38 of Ezekiel, after he's talking to you about the Gog-Magog war and all of that, all right, which will be enabled because the United States is not going to back Israel, I guarantee you. Israel will have to go it alone with the help of the Lord, all right? And that's all there is to it. It sits right here. But in verse 10, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest and dwelling safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn thy hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. And then, as we have seen and I've confirmed from another source, Chinese UN peacekeeping forces are now training at Camp Grayling in Michigan. I believe Steve Quayle's got a post up there. It was by Dave Hodges, commonsenseshow.com, commonsenseshow.com. And in there, he's basically saying, at the behest of the United Nations, the Chinese military has crossed our northern border and are currently in Michigan. The Red Chinese Army's in Michigan. That's what we should be saying it like. And are currently in Michigan. They're occupying an area called Camp Grayling during Jade Helm training exercise, putting down an American insurrection against a foreign takeover of our government. Was rehearsed extensively. One of the locations for these rehearsals was at Camp Grayling in Michigan. So they rehearsed during Jade Helm an American insurrection. In other words, the people, all right? Against a foreign takeover of our government. So now they've got the Red Chinese who have already taken over your government. The Red Chinese paid $1.45 billion to Joe Biden's son. Red China Joe is bought and paid for. Now, who else have you got? You got Mumble Mouth Mitch McConnell, all right? Whose wife, Lady Chow's father, is one of the largest shipping magnates in the world, whose corporation that builds his ships is in Red China. And Lady Chow, that's Mitch McConnell's wife's sister, and her father sit on the Red Chinese Corporation Board of Directors. I know that it was told in the book, you know. I forget the name of that book. Let's see if I've got it sitting right here. I did used to have it sitting right here. It was a book that was talking about how much Mitch McConnell, after he got married, got a gift of $20 million from the shipping magnet, Lady Chow's daddy. So now I guess he said, Mumblemouth Mitch, Mushmouth Mitch said, oh, there won't be no, kind of a thing against Biden, or we're not going to impeach him. That is to be best left up to the ballot box. Well, no shit, Mushmouth. We left it up to the ballot box last time, and Red China Joe and all the commies and you people like you, don't you know, stole the show and stole the votes. And all of that should come out, but it never will. It's come out, but it doesn't make any difference because people like you, Mushmouth McConnell, people like you are going to allow the Red Chinese and the New World Order takeover because those in the international banking, those in London, Zurich, Rome, Vienna, Frankfurt, New York, Riyadh, Shanghai, Beijing, those people who are the international bankers, and that does not mean that there aren't some Presbyterians in there, or those that only believe in their ancestors. Or those that believe in Allah. You see, it ain't about what you think. It's about Luciferians. It's about Luciferian control. And now they're going to use the Red Chinese as the hammer and the sickle. Well, let me tell you what. They think they're going to use the sickle? Well, we're going to grab the sickle from them with the help of the Lord Jesus and his angels. And we're going to use that sickle to harvest those tares and to jerk them up and to cut the tares up at the root and put them in the fiery furnace. Mitch McConnell, you're a traitor. General Milley, General McKenzie, General Austin Sekdep, you guys are traitor pieces of crap. You're going to usher them right in. And if you've got an avowed enemy, the Red Chinese, in Camp Grayling right now in Michigan, which is a base that they've always used to train for martial law and concentration camps and prison camps, and during Jade Helm 15 and 16, it was widely used, and it was to be used against, that UN force be used against U.S. citizens. So now we're going to have that. That gives them the ability to bring in more troops and to rush onto Grayling with additional people that are already here, that have already come in with all the snakeheads through the conveyors, through the container ships, with all the people who've come down from Canada and up through the southern border, who are also now working just like old Jet Li in the movie did, where he is working at his uncle's restaurant in New York or whatever, or, and, you know, Chinese restaurant, but he was really an agent of the Red Chinese government. Or do you remember how in Houston town, how they put all of these young, nice Red Chinese police and military police into work, hands across the water, with the Houston Police Department to groove them in? Or do you remember in Cincinnati how they brought in the Russians, or in L.A. how they brought in Russians to put them on the thing? Oh, we just try to go hands across water. Or up in Fort Drum in upstate New York, where there were training now, been training for years, foreign paramilitary police forces, in other words, training them in to be shock troops. But I shouldn't worry about that too much, I guess, because we did the same thing and we brought thousands into Indiana to Camp Atterbury and all of that. And you remember all the people in Jade Helm in Texas, and how the guy says, oh, we know what kind of shirts people wear in North Carolina, when he was up there explaining it all to the good people in Texas on Judge Pape's court. Ladies and gentlemen, these sons of bucks are going to come for you. They're going to come. I remember Brother Quayle posted the information from somebody who was talking to somebody at a, like a, a county fair or state fair or something like that. And they're talking about how the guy said he's from Norway, but he's here for United Nations training, et cetera. And he says, we're going to be coming to take these people's guns. I like America. Wonderful people. Do you remember going all the way back when Alex Jones filmed a lot of the stuff that went on out there in the Bay Area of San Francisco and the Oakland and the East Bay and all of that? When he did the videotape where they had the U.S. Marines training with the Dutch, and they were locking people down in prison camps and concentration camps, and they had actors in there that were screaming, I'm an American citizen, I got constitutional rights, and they threw them into the hoosegow and behind the barbed wire. You see what I'm saying? Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest and that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey. They're coming to take you because they think you're a prey. They're going to eat you alive. And then, oh boy, what have we brought into Camp McCoy, which is also a reserve and guard base in Wisconsin? And that's where they put a whole lot of single Afghan men who were not the ones that were supposed to be brought over and vetted. You remember on the first ones coming out? I guess they can be in the gun confiscation brigade, you see? And they can then assist the Red Chinese, who are then also now controlling Asia. They've taken over the spot as hegemon of Asia. And they've got a standing army that's a proxy for the Pakistanis, who are already the Red Chinese proxies. And Biden's talking, well, we got leverage on the Taliban. I'll tell you what, I heard Mark Levin on a Hannity or whatever last night screaming like, sound like me screaming. And he said, can you hear him scream? Biden, can you hear him scream? Milley and Austin and McKenzie, can you hear him scream? All of the young girls who are being raped and taken prisoner and being raped by the Taliban. Can you hear them scream? All of the men who work for the United States government or assisted as translators being shot and killed by automatic weapon fire, many of which now are probably right from the old M4 carbines that you handed them out nicely with good optics and the whole bit on them. Well, this is not a normal time. This is also a time when we try to keep our mouth shut a little bit. But at the same time, I just want to scream from the top of the tower, you see. But I'm going to tell you, the trick now, the trick, the key is to, if you have not done so, and you want to live, you want to survive, or you want to have everlasting life in heaven, if you were to lose your body, if you lose and shuffle off your immortal coil under some gun confiscation, under some mass force vaccination, under some civil war, under some collapse of all society, when the Red Chinese or the Russians or whoever pops off with the EMP strike, or maybe we just have Biden could just order General Milley and SecDef Austin and McKenzie. They could then just do the strike on the United States itself, and they could go to their Valhalla bunkers where they've got it all set up, or like they, some of the ones in D.C. could go in over there, what is it, to Mount Pony and Mount, what's the other, several other deals there in Virginia. I want to say Mount Washington, but I don't think that's what it is. Anyway, doesn't make any difference. They have this one there where they have discos, they have bakeries, they have streets, street scenes with little cafes and bakeries and a disco and a bar and a bowling alley and all this stuff and a hospital and all of these things. And then they have a sky. They have a sky that changes the different times of day. So they could just go down there with their, of course, they could take their assistant and then make sure their families, the politicians could all get their 5'10" redhead secretaries, whether they be boys or girls, and take them down below, you know, and all of that for the hard work to try to figure out a way to bring back America after its destruction. Well, I don't know, but if you live up by Camp Grayling, why don't you get some signs and put them up there, and maybe you walk up and down the thing and say, Red China Joe, let the Red Chinese in. Red China Joe, Red Chinese were let in by Red China Joe. Chinese go home. Chinese UN go home. And then you see we're hearing now. Now we're starting to get into the meat of the thing on the shot mandates. On the shot mandates, start to get into it, aren't we? And now you got the muscle start to come in. We also have the base, the landing strip, not landing strip, it's an air base. It's a Red Chinese air base in the middle of Texas. We talked about it weeks ago. Thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of acres right next to one of our military establishments. And they can bring in their own planes and do anything they want. And it's owned by a Red Chinese general. Remember that? And now they got them coming in into Michigan. Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe some of the Upers ought to go down there, you know? Maybe the Upers ought to go down there. But this is just one thing after the other. You can't tell the players without a scorecard, but I'm going to tell you, the players are all Luciferian and they're minions. Now, you're starting to see shortages in a lot of the grocery stores and food markets all over the United States. It varies between sections and towns and certain regions. Others got long on one thing and short on others. But there's starting to be a lot of empty shelves, particularly in Walmarts in particular. And in other stores too. And then they're starting to see like drinking water out west by the fires. All that's going by the by. All right. All of the kind of things that you would be able to go to the store and get, if you do not have them, you need to start acquiring them immediately as fast as you can. Long-term storage food, if you can get it and get it delivered ASAP, like Mountain House or whatever it might be. You know what I'm saying? For Patriots or whatever it is. Get what you can get immediately. Do not spare on it. Water filtration, like the big Berkeys or the Berkeleyites or whatever, or the big Katadynes or whatever it might be, whatever type you get one that will take out the viruses, bacteria, the parasites, that will take out chemicals and some of the radiation, etc. And then get something to filter it. When you're doing the filtering, get extra sets of filters. Like on the Black Berkey filters, I think they're maybe good for 10,000 gallon or something like that. But if you have two or three sets of them, yes, they're not cheap, but get them. Then you're going to be more assured of having something, water you can drink, and food you can eat. You got to go get it. If you can't get the long-term storage food, then go to whatever you got in the store and go to the ones that are even more expensive if you have to, you know? I mean, we all like to save a lot. It's the Price Chopper, all the different stuff like that. And the Walmart, supposedly. But go anywhere that has the stock and buy it. It's like the ammunition. You can't get all the ammunition you want, can you? You can't get your certain caliber here, your certain caliber over there. But whatever you can get, you better get it. Even if it's number 6 birdshot or number 4 or number 7, I'll tell you what. In a 12-gauge pump at 10 yards, that's going to be highly effective, okay? So if you can get that, get that. We're going to be entering into times where it's going to be barter and that kind of thing. And even then, a lot of people ain't going to give up what they want. So your home and your basement, your garage, or wherever you got storage, if it's just in an apartment, you're going to have to do in a closet and underneath the bed, all right? If you have to, jack the bed up on bricks or on concrete blocks to give you some extra room to store some canned goods underneath there. Or more water jugs or whatever. Because this thing's going to come to cases. It's going to come down into cases in Civil War. We've already had information, apparently, on the I-610 around New Orleans. You know, somewhere up in there, probably by Lake Pontchartrain, where somebody was already evac'd. They evac'd to get out of there. But they're sitting in a motel up in, I don't know where, maybe in northern Louisiana or maybe Arkansas or maybe in northern Mississippi or wherever. And they're sitting there, or maybe they're in West Memphis near, Memphis, Tennessee. J.J. the Boss people, where they live at. But if you're sitting there and they hear from back home that a lot of homes are getting broken into and there's looting, massive looting, you know, out there along the Pontchartrain, you know, and that, the good neighborhoods, you know. What is it, Mandeville or something like that? Anyway, but all those fancy houses and stuff. So they start to go back, and then the gist of it is apparently FEMA's got checkpoint on the road, and they say, well, where's your anti-vaccination card? Well, we're not backed. We don't believe in them. Well, then you can't go back to your house. Well, that's restriction of travel, is it not? There's no martial law declared. I guess there is a state of emergency, wouldn't there be? Because in New Orleans and Katrina, they took guns, didn't they? They bust into people's homes. I remember the video where they threw the old lady down on the ground, beat the crap out of her to take her gun. She didn't want them to take her gun. She had a right to have a gun. She was doing fine. She didn't need to be evacuated. But they went in and stole guns. They also took a whole lot of other crap, too. So I'm just telling you, we've already got these checkpoints that Red China Joe has been talking about a while back. So now we're going to have the Chinese military under UN forces to protect Red China Joe. He's already got, I believe, a Secret Service man who's a Red Chinese agent. Remember him at the inauguration? Uh-huh. Well, you better believe what you're starting to see with your own two eyes. Yes, thank you, brother. Mount Weather. Mount Weather is the place. Thank you, brother. Mount Weather's got the real nice underground bunker. I did the tour at the one there in White Springs, which no longer is the Congress's bunker, but it still could be. Still could be at the Greenbrier, but they've got so many others now. So now what else? What else are we seeing? It's all COVID this, COVID that, is it not? And what has gone on with that? The former Pfizer vice president warns a booster shot is an extermination weapon to mass murder human beings. This is from the naturalnews.com. Health Ranger, one of his channel, one of his websites. A laboratory virus experiment that cannot be questioned or debated has no resemblance to science. COVID-19 vaccines do not even function like a traditional biologic and cannot be considered a vaccine. The project has not undergone a traditional FDA approval process and was pressured into existence through fraud and coercion. Dr. Anthony Fauci and the National Institutes of Health have repeatedly lied about this laboratory virus experiment and are currently there to pressure governments and corporations to make spike protein replication mandatory. Therefore, this is not a transparent process, nor is it an ethical pursuit. When this concoction is forced into the population in the most coercive ways imaginable, it cannot be considered a preventative medicine at all, and that is according to Pfizer chief scientist Dr. Michael Yeadon, Y-E-A-D-O-N. He says the COVID shots and their endless boosters are depopulation weapons and designed to enslave and kill. Former chief scientist of Pfizer. We now also know that the head of Pfizer, Borla, Herr Borla, or Comrade Borla, they ask him if he's taken the vaccine. And he said, no, I prefer to let the others to have that shot, so I would not take it from them. So Borla, the head of Pfizer, has not taken his own vaccines, because he don't want to die. Now, what else have we got going along on this end of the thing and stick, huh? What else have we got going with respect to this? The top FDA vaccine officials resigned to avoid prosecution for crimes against humanity as the White House and the CDC commit genocide. This is also naturalnews.com. Two senior FDA officials who have overseen decades of mass vaccinations have now finally reached the end of their tolerance for crimes against humanity. They resigned earlier this week, citing the astonishing fact that the White House, CDC, and the United Nations, who just sent the Red Chinese in with permission of Red China Joe and Austin City Limits and little pink jockstrap Millie. And they're citing, the reason they resigned, citing astonishing fact that the White House, CDC, and UN have conspired to lock the FDA, Federal Drug Administration, out of vaccine approval decisions, bypassing FDA regulatory authority and pushing vaccines for political reasons that have no scientific basis. FDA Director Woodcock is on board with the crimes, of course, and is why she's fraudulently issuing personal letters to approve vaccines, bypassing the rest of the FDA's regulatory process. And when you do the FOIA request, you can't get the information. Apparently, the outrageous vaccine fraud now being committed by the Biden regime was too much for even lifelong FDA vaccine advocates. Dr. Marion Gruber, director of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Vaccine's office and her deputy, Dr. Philip Kraus, have both resigned, accusing the White House and CDC of pushing booster shots without supporting data. But a more informed analysis of the timing of their resignations arrives at the conclusion that they know about the criminal indictments that are coming against genocidal vaccine mass murderers, and they want no part in the post-vaccine Nuremberg 2.0 trials that will indict and prosecute hundreds of former or government officials for their role in crimes against humanity. And I'm going to tell you something. If what they're talking about is true, that in 1 to 5 years, you're going to see 70-80% of all the people that took the vaccines allegedly are going to die. So that's going to be at some point in time. And you remember World War II, Nuremberg trials against the Nazis. In World War II, the several scientists and doctors were sentenced to death for their role in the coordinated mass murder of 6 million Jews. And what, probably somewhere around 12 million Slavs, you know, and Poles and different people. UN and vaccine makers are trying to mass murder billions of human beings. Now, that's quite interesting. And this ain't normal. And the problem is that if you've had a vaccine, there's a tendency to try to make yourself right for having taken it. But then when confronted with evidence from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny or Dr. Lee Merritt or Dr. Mikovits or any of the numerous other doctors, what's the guy Malone who invented the mRNA vaccine and says don't take them? All of the frontline doctors, all of these people with the information about it. And when hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, which now every day on Drudge they're talking about, oh, it's the horse medications and they'll kill you, all right? Well, it didn't kill Rogan. And in India, in Africa, in Australia, under Dr. Barodi, who used ivermectin successfully to treat thousands, or Dr. Dr. Tyson. The guy from California who uses hydroxychloroquine, who uses ivermectin, who uses the monoclonal antibodies and that kind of stuff. And he successfully treated over, I believe, over 6,000 patients of all ages, sizes, types, genders, races, this and that and the other. Without giving him any vaccine, without doing anything with the remdesivir, all of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time to sharpen your K-bars, load your magazines, go to the grocery stores, go to the ammo stores, and start to get it. You better get you extra boots. You better get you extra long-handled underwear. You better get you something that can, with solar, charge a battery so that you can run at least a small fan when you're sitting down there at Thibodeau or Morgan City or, you know, you're in Lafayette or Pierpont. You're somewhere down there or you're in the... In the Texas area, you're in the swamps down by the Houston, or you're over at the Sabine, or maybe you're just in the old crossroads, and it's hotter than, you know what, if you've got a battery or something that you can run a little bit, with a solar or whatever kind of a get-up, charge batteries so that you got light, so you can charge lithium batteries for a tool or for maybe a chainsaw that's got a lithium battery in it. Start to see the things. You can't get gasoline in the midst of the refinery capitals of the world. And now, the red Chinese who created that storm off the coast of Africa and sent it up through the Gulf, and then I'm going to tell you, when that thing started to come in and started to move up into Tennessee, I'm sitting there in Kansas City, and I heard the big tunneling laser. Whoa, the big thunder that lasts for 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. We had one little small shower, whoop, boop, boop. But the tunneling laser was sending energy on over, you see, to drive that storm on up and to drive it up in through Tennessee and in through, Pennsylvania and Maryland and on up into New York and New Jersey and flood the crap out of everything. I remember that I was on the radio in Long Island. We were coming out of Long Island. There was a guy up there that put me on. And I was telling people, this was back before Hurricane Sandy. And I was telling them that they had better make arrangements to have a boat at the harbor or to have somebody on a boat be ready for them or to have a little rubber ducky deal or whatever it is, you know, and to have food, water purification, water stored, canned goods, long-term storage food, whatever you could get for weapons. If you can't get the firearms up there, then you can sure get a baseball bat. You know what I mean? Go Sicilian on the thing a little bit. You know, I mean, whatever. Or a hockey stick or whatever it is you got. And, you know, people called in and they said, well, I don't understand what you're even talking about. So I was supposed to go on up there again. I didn't do it because I didn't get a good response. And I gave him a full measure of the idea of preparing and the whole bit. And then right after that, doggone it, I'm not kidding you, that's when Hurricane Sandy hit that region. And then, oh, they wanted me back up there. I said, no. Just like the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 25. When the foolish virgins say, Lord, Lord, open to us, you know. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. You want to keep old Hawk on the air? You want to keep old Hawk swinging the baseball bat to Lucy? Trying to do the best thing to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and to prepare you for what's to come? Anything is most needed and most wanted. It can be better reserve notes. Check. Silver dollar, silver quarter, 10th ounce of gold, whatever it is. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord bless all those who do. The Nut House and old Mesa, the old Fast Boys in Mesa, and all the different good people all around. Thank you for all you do and for all those good people in Tejas and all over Iowa, Georgia, for the Buffalo gals, all the good people, the old Maine maniacs. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I got on all of this stuff about the Camp Grayling up there, the Red Chinese. I had a source who's got spook contacts. Absolutely, they're up there. And this is part of a deal to where they're going to hit the, like, the I-75 corridor. They're going to be able to take care of and spread out with a lot more red Chinese troops, you see. And maybe get some nice helpful help from the NORTHCOM commander, you know. Old NORTHCOM, yeah, I've got to lock the American people down so we can give them the vax. And we'll let Sergeant, whatever her name was, I forgot her name quickly, and it don't make any difference. The little redhead thinks she's a boy, a soldier, with the short little cute West Point haircut, who's going to point her gun at anybody, any American who don't jump too quick when she said to get back in your house. Well, I'm going to tell you what, all of this stuff, regardless of who comes, Thomas Jefferson wrote this and put this in there, you know. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the American people, under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And I'm going to tell you what, if you haven't trained your children how to fight yet, if you haven't read them the Bible, if you haven't talked to them about what's coming, maybe even gotten them the Genesis 6 Giants book from Brother Quayle or whatever it might be, Empire Beneath the Ice, or any of the other excellent books he's got. You go to stevequayle.com. Look at the deal on books. Okay, look at the deal on the books. Incredible. Just incredible books where you'll know what's happening and why and where it came from and how Lucifer is the author of it. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. And if you haven't taught your kids how to wrestle or how to box or got them into karate or hapkido or taekwondo or whatever it might be, jiu-jitsu, whatever it is. Although my personal preference is I don't want to hit the deck. I want to take them down on the deck, get on top of them, mount them, and then hit them 12, 14 times right square on the nose. But I know how to sneak up and pop my elbow on somebody's ear and then wrap my arm around them and get them in a blood choke. I can do that. But my preference would be just like old Big Mac out there somewhere. Big Mac says, I can see that man with my optics at about 1,000, you know. Let me just hold my finger up and see what the wind's like, baby. I'll just let him walk into 800 and pop. There it is. Whoop, there it is. And go back to eating. Go back to eating your can of chunky soup or Progresso beef barley and having you a salad of poke salad or dandelion greens. You know what I'm saying? And for dessert, you got some wild blackberries, or maybe you got you planted you a tree where you got a dwarf fruit tree and you got some apples. That'll be a nice little dessert. Oh, this country, ladies and gentlemen, this country is not going to be very many people left. And that Deagle report, remember the first Deagle report said there would only be more like about 50 million people left. Remember? Then we made such a big deal out of it. Myself, Brother Quayle, others made a big deal out of the Deagle report, D-E-A-G-E-L, the Rockefeller guy who provides statistical information to intelligence agencies. And then we made a big stink about it. Then they came out with the next one and said, oh, well, 100 million people will be left. Well, if you take about the amount of people that have not taken the vaccine, and then maybe you add a few more that took it, but they only got one shot, and maybe they survived, but with some trouble, that is going to be about 100 million people. Then that means that you got about 250 million people die. Already we're having tremendous shortages of registered nurses all over the United States because they're mandating vaccines or the spike jab shot, and nurses are not dumb. A large portion of the nurses, 25 to 40%, depending on the hospital chain, are saying, we ain't going to take this. We've read too much information from good doctors, from top scientists around the world that says this stuff is poison and that the spike jab is a bioweapon in and of itself, just like the former chief of science for Pfizer already said, Dr. Yeadon, that I quoted in Yeadon, I quoted at the beginning. In the midst of this, if you're so inclined, I would tell you also that you need to get the information Brother Quayle's got about the upcoming, the massive water, you know, droughts and the expansion of it, and how people are going to literally run for their lives to try to get any water, probably from the West Coast to the East Coast, you see? If you live out there, get yourself a small, portable desalinator. For those who have got good, still have a well or a spring, may the Lord Jesus protect you from all evil. And you better put your little dog out. I'm talking to good friends of mine, nice people, the old stagecoach stop. You get that tough little dog out, and you keep your 12 gauges loaded and your rifle, because people are going to come for water. Going to come for water. So you might get that DVD that Steve's got out about the massive drought. Also, if you're also inclined, let me tell you, in Indochina, in spite of all the lockdowns and the different countries over there, doing it sneaky-like, covertly, clandestinely, with the help of our Father in Heaven and Lord Jesus, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker's Bible Project for Indochina is still getting Bibles out there. Not as many as we did have, but let's see if we can get them some more. Because there are still people in the mountain country, in the mountain areas, the montagnards of Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states of China, Burma, Myanmar, whatever you call it now. All right, those people are on fire for the Lord Jesus. So if we can still help them, if you got $10, $50, $10, $20, whatever it is, send it to Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And you can call it the Indochina Bible Project or the Nunemakers, Nunemaker, Dave and Debbie. Dave and Debbie are moving out of France where they've lived and have used that. They're Americans, but they've lived in France to be able to get into Indochina because they've been over there in that area for over 50 years working for the Lord Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, it's just amazing to see. They're coming back to the United States. They're still going to be operating from here with the project, and Indochina Bible Project will still be ongoing. And not only that, they're using those to train pastors, and they're baptizing, and they're sending people out to the next village, and they're turning them on to the Lord Jesus. If you got any little bit extra, send it to them. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, or Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, may the Lord Jesus bless you. And Brother Quayle's number is 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. Steve can also get you, or his capable manager, Daryl, or Steve's son, Tyler. They can fix you up and set you up also with high-quality night vision and other products. Ask them what else they got. But no matter what you do, always get a book and a DVD to pass it around to your family, to your church, to explain about what's getting ready to come down, that the Bible is coming to town, baby. What Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24, 25, Luke 21, what Ezekiel 38, 39 is about, what the revelations of Lord Jesus has told to John of Patmos are all about. That's the time we're entering. We're already in the beginning of the age of sorrows, you know. It's the beginning of sorrows. It's going to get really bad. But we're going to get starved and no water to drink and no food to eat. No gasoline to drive. You're in the midst of all of the refineries. Exxon, all of them, Chevron. Up and down the Mississippi from Baton Rouge all the way to, you know, down there, Geismar and all the different places, all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. And then you got them all strung out along the coast, clear over into Texas, you know. And a lot of them have got hit by the rain and stuff too. And some of them, Lake Charles and on into Texas, Sabine, all those places got hit before. And then hit the time before that. And I'm going to tell you what. To the police out there and state police. Let me just talk real quick to the Ohio State Patrol. You had a drill the other night, OSP. You had a drill and you were locking down large portions of the Ohio State on the interstates. You were doing drills, and you were using all kind of new unit numbers and new commands and new numbers of the different acts you're doing. And lockdown Sector 3. Okay, let's shut down 71, and let's shut down I-75, and lock this down over here. And then when the one policeman comes on and says, I don't know if I really want to do this. This ain't right. Then another big voice comes on and says, You'll be contacted by your commanding officer within 10 or 15 minutes. So now just north up there in the Michigan above that, oh, you got the Red Chinese, right? They could just send little convoys down. They could lock up Cleveland. They could lock up Dayton. Or maybe they could go to Dayton and just take over that Air Force base. Maybe Red China Joe, who took $1.45 billion, don't you know? Allegedly from the Red Chinese who gave it to Hunter, if you please. Then maybe he'll give them not only the Bagram Air Force Base and the Kandahar Air Force Base and the one in Iraq and all the different little bases, but maybe he'll give them some more black, you know what, Red China Joe could give them, maybe give to the Chinese while they're over here and they've got that base in Texas. Maybe he can just loan them some, you know, F-15 Strike Eagles or loan them some F-16s or loan them some A-10 Warthogs with the shark mouth on them. Oh, yeah, yeah. The Yard Farm. That way, the Red Chinese and, you know, the UN, they don't have to bring their stuff over here. General Pink Polka Dot Pants Millie, Joint Chiefs, and the hybrid, alien hybrid, Austin. And Mackenzie, who had some 7 foot tall or higher bodyguards when he left the little dark room the other day. They were almost twice his size and twice as wide. And I wonder who the heck they were and if they're hybrids, okay? Hybrids meaning a cross between an alien species and a human. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but we're coming down to what's getting to be what they call cutting time. Or the coal man. If you're down in the South and you work in a factory in the Carolinas, you used to work in a furniture factory or something like that, they would say, coal man coming, the coal man's coming. Textile, same way. You made a mistake on that stitch. You cut the pattern wrong. Uh-oh, the coal man's coming. You work in a piecework. You ain't going to get nothing to work anymore. And if you ain't vexed, they're going to have somebody come and spike jab you. Because how dare you put all of those vaccinated people at risk when they say, oh, it's the unvaccinated getting sick. No, the spike jabs in the military have killed more people in the military than the virus did. And now you're going to have thousands of pilots in the Air Force, naval aviators, marine aviators, army pilots, all those nice warrant officers are going to start dropping like flies out of helicopters and over this one and that one, along with the registered nurses. And the truck drivers are not going to drive. Don't go into their loose carrying knives out of pies. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for you, ma'am. Never mind. Mighty men and women of valor. Use your high technology. Maybe it's time to hit the three guard cab and keep the red Chinese busy for a day. Hit that Chica. Hushna. Them just like they got us with the wild time. Not bad. Pick the pool up in here. Go to the top. And then, ready. The road track to hell. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Words and questions.